the 1st of November, which 2009 is 11, so it's the 1st of the 11th of the 11th, which is always a very special date, which is an opening of doorways. So without any ado, I'll, with respect and love, I call upon Cosmic Sai Baba to make his presence amongst us, and we welcome his presence. He's just told me he's not actually coming through this normal way today. I never know it's going to happen, so I hope we'll just bear with this for the moment. Yeah. He's saying he wants Archangel Michael to come through, and then the Angel Mary. Usually when Mikhail comes through, I have to stand up, so excuse me, I'll just take stand on top of it. This is quite unusual, actually. So, so it is to be Archangel Mikhail that is going to make his presence amongst us. And I must warn you, he comes in quite loudly at times. Some of these ladies and gentlemen witnessed his presence, and it's a bit overwhelming, so I hope everyone will be alright about this. There's nothing to be afraid of, far from it. It's just showing the presence, the reality of it. And then when he goes, it'll be the Angel Maria, who is the Archangel Maria, who is also the same energy as Mother Mary. And I don't often channel her, so it's a surprise.
Do not be afraid. I come merely to show the presence of the Archangel, the ones that you work with so often to bring healing upon the earth. And this, my beloved, is greatly appreciated. I have just come for a short period of time to let you know that your prayers are always answered in one way or another. And we thank you for your prayers for the earth and the peoples upon it. Just feel my energy. I am the Archangel Maria. I am the other aspect of the energy, which is Archangel Michael.
In your earth terms, the male and female are separated. In the angelic worlds, they are not. But I am presenting myself as a female. For this energy has worked down through the ages of the involvement on earth of the human to assist and uplift the consciousness of this earth and its people with a gentle, loving, caring and nurturing energy that is from the source of the Creator of all. Some people refer to that aspect as the Goddess. The God and the Goddess are the same. They are united. This is symbolic of what all of you being separated as male and female need to come to understand and respect one another, the differences, and to align oneself to become one. I'm speaking of energy because you are all energy. You are all beautiful beings. And for whatever the little child that you have come to be when first born from the mother's womb, whether it be a male child or a female child, remember, it is born from our energy in the beginning. The journey on earth in a human body is to come to understand and resolve differences between male and female energy. This does not necessarily mean the human male or female. You could look upon the male energy being as the one of driving force. And you could look upon the female energy as being the one that receives and comforts and holds together. These energies represent many things in your world here on earth. A driving force can sometimes get out of hand if it is not softened and nurtured along the way. Just the same as a nurturing female energy can sometimes be lost because it can become so timid, it loses its way also. It is important for the two forces. I think if you go into your hearts, you will begin to understand what I am trying to say. The time of war where fighting and hurting, killing, is a time that has to be let go. It does not mean you must stop being a warrior in the sense that you stand up for what you believe in. Whether you male or female, you could do this. If you are female, you need to draw upon the driving force to hold and stand still and not be nocturnal. For the male, you can hold on to that gentle energy and let that soften, that driving force, destroy. On earth, there is a choice. There is a choice to destroy or to create. The creative source is within you. It is the God, Mother, Father, God in you. I would like you to think about this. I have been asked to speak this day by the cosmic Sai Baba, for he wants you to be known that God, in the essence is not just male, but rather it represents both aspects. I hope you understand what I am saying. All the angelic presence that present themselves as female, whether in life or in nature, and so it is to the male potentials also, and they help us in angelic form, be they in other worlds or on this earth. They are near you, they are with you to help you whenever you call upon, and I hope you will not hesitate to do this. For the true strength is in prayer. God bless you, my children. God bless you. Thank you. Yes. I'll just check, see if the cosmic sun has got stuff today. Sorry about it. I am the cosmic Sai Baba, and I have planned a little theatre today, if you like, for it will be a little hard to accept the reality of the existence of the archangels and the angels that work with them. But I want to assure you that they are very real. And so without any more talk, I would like you to just go within your hearts and feel for yourselves the energy that is in this room. For it has been said it was very warm, and indeed it is, from the love from all the angelic realms, which I would like to say has no abode at all. Thank you, my children.